Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning, good morning.
Right. How's it going?
Right, here we go. Animal stuff today.
Oh, okay.
This is one I want you to think about this and what you would do with it, right? Researchers estimate there are 2.5 million ants for every human on the planet. Right, that's 20 quadrillion.
That feels vaguely threatening.
But I was thinking, wouldn't it be good if we all had 2.5 million ants and what would you do with them?
Your own personal army of ants.
I think you could build a house, have an ant house.
Tell you what, I probably do. We've definitely got ants that get into the cupboard at our flat. Yeah. Hope my property manager's not listening, although...
Well, I hope he is, actually.
We've tried everything. We're definitely very clean. So, I don't know, me and the ants have an understanding. I see them, I try not to, like, you know...
Yeah.
Kill them, but
no, I shouldn't.
We're getting into my sugar.
But just think now, they could just turn the tables just like that. Do you know what I mean?
Because they only realise their true potential.
Their power.
How many times their body weight can they lift again? It's like something ridiculous.
Oh, I don't know.
Someone on the text machine will know. 5395. That's the thing, is I don't want the ants to realise. Yeah, how
they have much an estimated biomass of 12 megatons, and a megaton is 1 million tons.
What does that sentence mean?
Their biomass is what their waste.
Oh, okay.
So that's a lot.
That's a lot.
But I was thinking, what would I do with my ants? I'd build a house.
Yep.
And I'd never walk anywhere.
You get the ants to carry it.
Yeah, but then it's really slow, isn't it?
No, I like the idea that you sort of stand on a little platform and you just kind of glide along.
Wouldn't have to worry about no trains on a Saturday.
What would you do with your ants?
With my ants?
Your army of ants.
You've got 2.5 million, right? And they'll do whatever you say.
Oh, God.
I don't know. Maybe I'd just get them to move my stuff for me.
Yeah.
If you're moving house, get the ants to do it.
Yeah, or like if my cup of tea was on the other side of the room for some reason,
for
I could like order them to, you know,
bring
scuttle it over.
So that's something for you to think about as you're driving into work. Right, now, during a live stream from a remote-controlled vehicle near the sea floor, surrounding St. Croix, one of the US Virgin Islands, multiple blue goo creatures were sighted.
Blue goo creatures.
Shame, I should have shown a photograph of them. They are blobby blue things. The mysterious blobs were discovered sitting motionless.
The mysterious blobs!
On the sea
floor. The band names keep coming.
Between 400 and 600 metres below the surface. Some observers noted it was likely to be either a soft coral or a sponge or possibly a tunicate, which is a gelatinous marine vertebrate sometimes referred to as a sea squirt.
A sea squirt?
Sea squirt, yeah.
Oh, my God.
The researchers, I love these researchers, they're really wacky, and you just listen to this, right? They came up with a few nicknames, including Bumpy Blue Thing.
Nice.
Blue Biomat and Blue Goo. And just to show how wacky they really are, expedition members could only agree on what the mysterious creature isn't, and they confirmed it isn't a rock.
I love that. Well, we know what it's not. One of the things it's not.
It's not
a rock.
It's not a three-piece suite. It's not a coffee maker. I don't know what it is. I think... Its microplastics are evolving in the bottom of the ocean.
Oh God, don't even.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't have thought of that. Maybe that's a good...
I'm imagining... Do you remember the movie Flubber?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm imagining like a blue underwater version of Flubber. That's what
I... So you've got that underwater and you've got the ants. It's all going off, isn't it?
It's always going off.
It's going off big time.
What would you do if you had Flubber as well? Because, you know, they cheated at basketball. That was the whole point of the, you know, moral story of the movie. What would you do if you had Flubber? What would you use it for?
Yeah, I'd cheat at something. I don't know what it was, but I'd
like
definitely
to
cheat.
Jump over buildings. I just think it would be fun, like ultimate parkour. I walked past some guys doing parkour the other day, and I was like, that's something that a part of my brain really wishes I could do, even though I've got no coordination for it, nor the conviction you need to hurl yourself over things.
Someone's accusing us of being anthropocentrists. I wonder if that's Francis, because I just learnt that term
mean?
In my eco-media course yesterday.
What does that mean? Grabbing pops at insects.
You think humans are more important than animals?
No, I don't. Bees are the most important thing on this planet. Forget humans.
Bees,
we're rubbish.
Humans,
you know what I mean?
Ants. Okay, they could build houses.
Yeah.
Someone says, I think this is a follow-on from our conversation with the deputy leader of the National Party. Get the ants to build the houses.
Yeah. And run, and
finally,
run the country.
Some solutions.
I'd do that. Okay.
That's it, really. That's
You got a poem today?
No.
No?
No.
No, the muses have not been visiting.
No.
But you have got a good song for us.
Yeah, well, I'd just like to say, first off, I'm so excited about Yard Act coming over here.
You're the first person I thought of when the laneway lineup was announced. I don't think it's
the power of me. I think it's the power of BFM, because I said, let's kick it off to get them over here. So I'd like to start a new campaign to get Ghost Poet over here.
Okay, so you've picked us Freak Show by Ghost Poet.
Just love this man.
Thank you, Rob.
Left the city in Mars. I guess Westfield knows what I want. Feel funny if I die, still heavy. So I swipe left and figured out it's a freak show. Nothing came for following you. So easy to see ya. You strung me along. It's a free show. Ooh yeah, I feel it all over my body. Yeah. Let me out. Let me go. It's a free show. Shut us down, nothing to see ya. We're all living here, confused, a lot, some, but we can't be. All this extra tour's giving me jitters, man. It's a nightmare, I'm screaming out. It's a freak show. Nothing came from following you. It's so easy to see you. Strung me along. It's a freak show. Ooh yeah, I feel it all over my body. Yeah. Let me out. Let me go. It's a freak show. Stuck in my corner of doubt. Try to break free of misery. Whatever, man, you sure bought clout. Side eyes are leaving me paralyzed. So I sit back and let it out. It's a freak show. Nothing came from following you. So easy to see. You strung me along. It's a freak show. Oh yeah, I feel it all over my body. Yeah. Let me out. Let me go. It's a free show. Nothing came from following you. So easy to see. You strung me along. It's a free show. Ooh yeah, I feel it all over my body. Let me out. Let me go. It's a free show.
Ghost Poet there with Freak Show. That's Rob's latest campaign to bring someone to Aotearoa since he's successfully convinced Laneway into bringing Yard Act to New Zealand. Thank you, Rob.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
All right, I've been promising you some Marlon.